Welcome to the Protect Erasmus podcast series. Protect is an Erasmus project where people learn all about climate change and how it affects their local communities. In this project, pupils take the lead by asking questions, sharing ideas, and exploring ways we can help protect our planet. Schools from Ireland, Norway, Croatia, Portugal, and Serbia are all working together as part of the Protect project. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast.
Hello, Climate Heroes! Welcome to the Climate Heroes Podcast, the show where curious kids learn all about our amazing planet and how we can help protect it.
I'm your host, Yusuf.
And I'm your host, Olivia.
And today we're going on a big adventure to talk about something really important. Climate change! So grab a comfy seat, open your imagination, and let's get started.
Episode 2, Weather, Climate, and a Changing World.
Clap, stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand up proud. Save the air, land and sea.
First things first, let's talk about the word climate. You might already know what weather is. Weather is what happens outside today, like if it's rainy, sunny, windy, or cold.
But climate is a bit different. Climate is what the weather is usually like over a long, long time, years and years. For example, Ireland often has cool, wet climate, while places like Spain are usually warmer and sunnier.
Now we're going to ask our climate heroes an interview question.
Do you know what the difference between weather and climate is?
What is the difference between climate and weather?
Climate is the same weather over a long time. Weather is just one day.
Weather is something that just happens once, while climate is something that happens over and over again.
Climate is the same weather happening most days. Weather is like different weather happening each day.
It looks like lots of students understand the difference.
Knowing this helps us understand climate change better.
Next on our Climate Heroes journey, we're talking about melting ice caps.
To help understand this, we're joined by Susie, whose class did a really cool experiment using ice blocks. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Yusuf and Olivia.
Susie, can you tell the experiment your class did?
We used big blocks of ice to represent the polar ice caps, and we put toy animals on top to show animals like polar bears.
What happened when the ice started to melt?
As the ice melted, the animals began to slide and fall into the water. It showed how animals lose their homes when the ice caps melt.
And what did that help you understand about climate change?
It helps us see that when the earth gets warmer, the ice melts faster and animals have nowhere safe to live. Melting ice also causes sea levels to rise, which can lead to flooding in coastal areas.
That's a really powerful way to learn. How did the experiment make you feel?
It made me feel sad for the animals, but it also made me want to help protect the planet.
Thanks so much for explaining it, Susie. You're definitely a climate hero.
And that experiment really shows why protecting our planet matters.
Changing weather around us. Climate change doesn't just affect the poles, it affects us too.
We've noticed change like heavier rain, stronger storms, and harder summers.
Sometimes we even hear about flooding or heat waves in the news.
Scientists study weather patterns over many years to see how our climate is changing.
So what can we do to help protect the planet?
Here are a few simple climate hero actions.
Walk or cycle when you can.
Turn off lights and taps.
Use reusable bottles and lunch boxes.
Care for nature and never litter.
Small actions really do add up.
And when lots of people help, big change can happen.
Before we finish up, we have one more really important stop on our Climate Heroes journey.
That's right. Our reporters Amelia and Abigail had to chat with a very important person in our school, our principal. They wanted to find out what steps our school is taking to help fight climate change.
Amelia and Abigail asked some great questions about how we're reducing waste, saving energy, and looking after our school environment.
Let's hear what our principal had to say when Amelia and Abigail asked how our school is helping to protect the planet.
What habits do children currently have in the school in relation to climate change?
I wonder, should you ask the children that? Or should you ask me that? I don't know. But I will tell you something that I think people could improve. Okay? I think sometimes we walk out of classrooms, maybe to go to break times or maybe to go to the holla, and we leave the lights on. I see that happening a lot. And I think that's an improvement we could make. We could turn off the lights. Another thing that we could do is, when we leave the classrooms, we could close the doors. And that then would leave the heat in the rooms, which would make the rooms warmer, and which would mean we wouldn't have to be using our oil burners or oil boilers to generate more heat. And you'll often see even the doors out to the playgrounds. Sometimes they're left open. I don't know if it's the pupils or the adults. It might even be them. So I don't know who's doing it. But I do think we could keep doors closed. So they're the two things that I think they're the two habits I think we could get better at. But I don't know if it's the pupils or the adults.
Do you have any suggestions to encourage less cars to come to school?
Well, I think our school is very good at using our walking bus. So right now, even though it's cold in the mornings and sometimes wet, we have about 40 children on our walking bus every morning. Imagine if we had twice that. Imagine if we had 80 children on the walking bus every morning. That would mean a lot less cars driving up to school. And that would be very good for our environment. So I think that's something we could do. We're already good at it, but I think we could be a bit better at it.
That's all for today's episode of the Climate Heroes Podcast.
Remember, every small action you take is like a little seed of hope for our planet.
Thanks for listening, Climate Heroes. Until next time. Keep caring, keep questioning, and keep protecting our amazing Earth.
Ha, 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 ha. Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes, bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes, stand out proud. Save the air, land and sea. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes.